Today, we're going to take a look at a report from adult use cannabis sales in the Ontario cannabis market, since there's been some conflicting reports. Ontario is the largest cannabis sales market throughout Canada, with revenue growing a healthy pace at $165 million in total sales in April 22. Total sales increasing, prices and products are decreasing, with price compression impacting larger categories, probably from inflation, everything else going on. So there's a growing number of stores that had negative impacts on average revenue of individual retailers in Ontario. So we're going to dive into all of that coming up.
It's only entertainment.
Welcome back to The Talking Hedge. I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast. Compare your sales over the two largest provinces, Alberta and Ontario. Looking at June 2020 through August 2021, sales growth increased exponentially in Ontario compared to Alberta. The growth in Ontario can be attributed to a few things. We're going to find out how prices and competition contributed to those sales growth during that period. Looking at changes in the sales price in Ontario, comparing average prices of cannabis products and how many products are being sold in Ontario. Over the past year, average unit price in Ontario decreased over 13%. And in April 2021, average prices were stable around $27, but by the end of the year, they dropped to around $25 and change. Number of units sold, on the other hand, continued to trend upwards. Looking at just trying to find cheaper prices, people buying more but cheaper. So that's just a product change, consumer behavior, looking at trying to get more for less. Prices in the top performing product categories, average EQ price or average price per gram, reflects the same drop in price that we saw on the previous graph. Looking at flower and pre-roll categories, seen a drop in price of around 10%. And most categories as well, vape pens declined 17%. And those are driven by increases in competition, increases in other factors, price pressures of inflation, and people just having either cut back, going to black market or alternative sources. Sales were impacted also by the growing number of retail stores since cannabis market opened in 2018. Ontario's seen a trending up consistently, with the average sales increasing about $320,000 per week. Sales were muted in the summer and fall, and then a large influx of stores opening occurred. And then at 2020, there's 338 stores that were authorized, and those figures quadrupled over a year with over 1,600 stores. Some of the products weren't very good. People were still going back to their local trusted dealer. And so cannabis sales have tried to resume, but it's just, you need better products. It's all about price and convenience, quality, of course, consistency, all of those things playing a factor. And then looking at total sales cannabis, cannabis sales on average in Ontario were impacted by an increase in those licenses. So new stores opening on average revenue per store declined from about 100,000 in average weekly sales to around 20,000 2 years later. So we're seeing a total cannabis sales trends remaining positive throughout Ontario. It's going to look a little bit different for individual retailers that have seen revenues declining with new competition opening up. But the median retailer saw year-over-year sales growth of a negative 3.7%. So it's not growth, but there's some declines, and that's nothing special about Canada. We're seeing that all over as of August of last year in 2021. And again, that's because some people are saying it's because people are going back to work, but I think this is more about inflation, the pressures, and people making alternative purchasing decisions. Looking at sales from 2022, we can see that stores were open in both April 2021 and April 22. So there's an average larger decline, with those median stores seeing a decline of 14%. So total sales, positive growth for Ontario, but some retailers are a completely different picture in their revenue figures, highlighting the importance of looking at a deeper understanding of where the trends are and locations, and most importantly, why. And I think we'll still see a lot of the declines as a result of the increase in inflationary pressures, gas prices, housing, everything else. So if you aren't quitting, you're probably cutting back. Let me know.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Tune into a major journey podcast today, where guests take listeners on journeys and immerse themselves in the roller coaster ride both in and out of the cannabis space that brought them to where they are today. Throughout our conversations, guests share valuable lessons that they've learned along the way that listeners can use to empower growth both in their personal and professional lives. Check out A Major Journey today on all major podcast platforms.